Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
I must welcome Mr. Jeremy Campbell, the Divisional Manager, Corporate Services of HDC. I mean, he would have joined the team back in 2007. So that's a number of years now under his belt. And, you know, and over the last 15 years or so, in corporate finance, business strategy, project management, and a review generation, he joined the corporation as the management trainee. So he's big right now. Just saying. He's a divisional manager. So he went from trainee to full-fledged manager. A graduate of the University of the West Indies and holds a Bachelor of Science degrees in business management with a minor in marketing and international relations and two post-graduates. This fellow well-studied. Properly well-learned fellow. He's here this afternoon to speak to us about illegal occupation in HDC. Now, when we talk about occupation, right, we're talking about these people that move into certain places that the HDC, which is your legal tenant, landlord rather, did not sign off on. So we're going to cover a few points here this afternoon for the next 15 or 20 minutes or so as we get into it. So I want to say good afternoon to Mr. Jeremy. Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Freedom 106.5.
Thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
I apologize for having you waiting so long.
That's
but, you
fine,
know,
that's fine.
It have dignitaries in this world. When they touch down, we got to take a backseat. Eh?
Exactly.
And it begs to mind when Barack Obama was making his inaugural visit, his only visit, rather, to the shores of Trinidad and Tobago. Other presidents on their aircraft had to sit still until Air Force One touched down. So even though they were on the tarmac, they would have arrived in Trinidad. They could not deplane until the big man himself comes off and left Piarco International.
Right.
So sad to say, sir, thank you very much for holding on for us while our esteemed Prime Minister gave his press conference there this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're talking illegal occupation, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, housing is difficult. Mm-hmm. There is a meme going around with
I saw it.
King Charles.
I saw it.
You know, he would apply.
Yeah.
So, I mean that's a real factor. I often ask myself, you know, how AGC deals with these things, because it's not something uncommon. It's not something that it's fabricated. It's facts. People in their golden years would apply, in their youthful years, and only in their golden and senior years they would get through. Mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you provide an overview of the current situation regarding illegal occupancy in HDC developments across Trinidad and Tobago, sir?
Right. So, we would have done a lot of different surveys throughout the years. What we do is call a verification survey, where the social department will go out there to verify that you are the occupant of the said home. When they realize that you are not the occupant of the said home, that data comes back to us. Then we engage the security department, and our machinery will be more or less start to rectify that situation. So, what we have seen, we operate based on data. What we have seen is an uptick in the increase in illegal occupation. For example, between last year, the end of the quarter last year, which was December, to now, there has been a 19.87% increase in evictions that we would have done, which is alarming because this is only 5 months into the new year. So if you're already close to 20% increase, we are very concerned as to what the trajectory means for the rest of the year. So the agency is not taking a heavy-handed approach. We understand that persons are in different difficult situations, and persons may think that that is the only alternative, that move into an agency house. But this campaign is to advise persons that it is wrong. You cannot move into a property that is not yours. There's a Trespassing Act of 2019 which states that there's a $100,000 fine plus 15 years imprisonment if you do decide to break into a property, even if it's not agency property, any property, and occupy it. It's not yours. Hence the reason why the campaign is called It's Not Yours. So this campaign allows us to take a very soft approach with the public, because the information that we are getting comes mainly from the public, and we are thankful for that, because it allows us now to craft strategies to, in fact, inform the public that this is not how you go about getting an agency house. These are the steps that you should follow, and we are here to guide and advise. But what they are doing is wrong, and it could impact them and their families.
Now, I just want to digress a little bit from our talking points.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to call a random.
Yeah.
Let's say Platonic Gardens. Right. Platonic Gardens has been created by the government, mm-hmm. mandated through AGC and contractors to build homes in a particular area, and it's called Platonic Gardens. However, occupancy has been nil for the past 10 years mm-hmm. or 7 years or so, mm-hmm. and persons decided to occupy those homes because they're homeless. Rent in this country is it's high.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens when you approach a house and you see a husband, a wife, three kids, mm-hmm. young kids, and you know one income. What does the agency? Well, you said a soft approach. Mm-hmm. How do mm-hmm. you all look at things?
So two things happen. Platonic Gardens, I like the name. Two things happen. What we are seeing is a spike in the persons occupying units that are new. So these are units that are under construction or being remediated to be given out to our family. So two things are happening simultaneously, and I'll touch on the Platonic Gardens idea. You have been allocated a home, right? Let's say you've been allocated in Cyprus, Corinth, wherever, right? While construction has been going on, obviously we have security on site, but security can't be everywhere at once, sure. right? So what we are seeing is in the middle of the night, in late in the afternoon, persons are moving into these units. They're breaking the locks. They're occupying the units. What that does, it now engages the AGC to start a remediation exercise, which then stops you from moving into your house that you would have legally applied for, started TTMF process, you would have been randomly selected or recommended. So because the illegal person is now in the property, regardless of the circumstance, it now means that a legal occupant like yourself can't occupy the unit. In addition to that, as a taxpayer, you now need to pay for the remediation of said units. Plus, you need to pay the eviction crew to remove the persons from said units. And it's something that we understand that persons are in difficult circumstances, but you can't just move into an agency property. And what we are seeing in these newer developments, thankfully, and also in the older developments, is that the public is, and they have been making calls to us saying, hey, I don't think this person is the real occupant. And what that does, it allows us to engage the person. We will go out and give them a legal letter, a notice to vacate, which gives them 7 days, right? So it's not that we come in with the police and kick. No, it's not like that. We understand his families. We are taking a very self-handed approach. They get this letter, notice to vacate, give them 7 days. The security team will then come back around and then indicate the 7 days is approaching. We need to vacate because obviously you're holding back somebody who legally went through the process. While that's happening, obviously the social department is there as well, because sometimes persons need social assistance. It may be from the Ministry of Social, it may not be something that AGC can do. We are, our mandate is to build safe and affordable homes. So it is a situation where that is the dynamic we are seeing. Now, with respect to the old Platonic Gardens where you're seeing units that are empty for quite a while. Now, there are two things happening there as well. Under the NHA, persons would have gotten properties and they would have paid the AGC to purchase the land, and there would have been three types of units they would have selected from. The challenge that exists there is that these persons would have deeds for these properties. For whatever reason, they would have vacated or abandoned these properties, but they have a deed. So even if you move into a property like that, it is owned by someone else. The AGC, now we have to now take it upon ourselves to retrieve those units, but it's a legal situation because that person has a deed for that property. So anyhow you take it, Platonic Gardens or a newer site, it's wrong. And the trespassing act is very real, $100,000 or 15 years imprisonment.
Well, clearly you all are not taking that draconian approach in terms of charging persons or having them pay $100,000 and face...
Yeah, AGC, we are not the police. We are here to provide safe and affordable housing for everyone. And that's why the social department is so critical, because a lot of the persons that we would have gotten information from, we were able to direct them to the right direction, because we at the AGC are not built to give out food cards or different situations, but we are there to guide the persons. But
I mean, you mentioned it a couple of times. Two things. Safe mm-hmm. and affordable housing. That's it.
Very clear.
That's it.
Very clear. But it is concerning the number of evictions or number of persons moving in illegally that we have seen, and we felt a public campaign was important to get that message across.
I mean, let's look at the fact that, after what measures that AGC will be taking to prevent illegal access to these things. I mean, you would have discovered that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
What measures are in place to prevent it from continuing?
Right. So a lot of things are happening in the background. So like I said, the social department, there's something called a verification survey. That verification survey is where the team would go out to particular sites. Obviously, we do it in a strategic manner, east, west, north, south, right, or a particular area. We would go out there. They would get biodata to confirm that this is the occupant of the house. If they pick up the information that is not the occupant of the house, the illegal occupant will be written the same letter I just explained, the notice to vacate, and then the machinery would start. That verification allows us to be more ahead of the game where the illegal occupation is, but what we are seeing is the spike, which is concerning. In addition to that, we also have security teams that would peruse the sites, do patrols. So we would pick up persons who, you know, this unit was empty yesterday, how come it's occupied today, we didn't give it out, you know. So there are things that we do in the back end to address those situations. But the reason for this campaign is because this is basically the, I would say, the third campaign we did in the last couple of months. The first campaign was explain how do you apply for agency house, because as you see that meme with Prince Charles when he was young and now he old, we know it is. So that basically is what the halves campaign was last year, where we tried to show persons this is how you apply for a house. We made it easier. You could apply on your phone, via your tablet. Then in January we had the more ways to pay. When you get your house, it's easy to pay us. A house is not free. And now we want to address the situation, because what illegal occupancy can do, if you apply or you got a house in a apartment building, for example, illegal occupancy means that these people don't have legal connections of electricity and stuff. If someone moves into an apartment illegally and they do whatever they did to connect electricity, it compromises the entire building. So you as a law-abiding citizen may see someone doing something illegally next door. That could impact you, because the entire building could burn down. You know, if you're in a townhouse, same thing, because those units are joined. Mm-hmm. So the illegal occupancy is just one aspect, but the other branches that stems from that is very, very, very concerning. And that's why we engage and implore the public to give us the information so that we can address it.
I mean, I don't want to be in your position as a manager,
right,
having to deal with these issues, because people are becoming desperate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, persons are really feeling the pinch. You know, I mean, how do you all work together with law enforcement to keep that smooth transition going, you know, in terms of being humane to families? I mean, 7 days is quite sufficient.
Mm.
You know, I get a letter today, I know I have 6 more days to go. There's day number one.
And we extend it. It's not only 7 days. 7 days is the minimum. You know, we have had situations where we have given persons more time, you know, because we understand the situation. We are not in the business of putting families out on the streets. That's not the situation.
But did they move out? Or
They did.
They actually
They did. Because at the end of the day, they know it's wrong. They know what they're doing wrong. You know, it's just a situation where, for whatever reason, they think that this is the only approach, but it is not.
So this is for new residency.
New and old.
Okay, what about existing? All right, let's talk about existing briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's in an existing apartment, subletting.
Right.
The original owner of the unit or apartment, whatever it is, they're living somewhere else, lavish life or whatever they're having.
Right.
And this family is there 10, 15 years or whatever, and you all discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? I mean, I've spoken to families in certain areas that told me, you know, that when AGC pick up on them, you know, AGC had a heart, understanding that the original owner, when they investigate, this person have the business, so they don't need this, and this is really affordable, safe and affordable. Mm-hmm. So you all have had situations where you
of course.
Help persons out.
So with respect to subletting, which is a good point you would have raised, you cannot sublet an agency house unless you meet certain criteria. One, you need to purchase that property. You need to own that property for more than 10 years. And it needs to be approved by the agency. You need to come into the legal department.
So you have a 3-bedroom house that you purchase.
Mm-hmm. And you have a deed.
And you have a deed.
You own it for 10 years.
So wait. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. When you purchase a new agency home now.
Right.
And TTMF. TTMF gives agency a check.
Yeah.
And it's paid off for.
Yeah,
so if AGC gets the check, then the house is no longer an AGC unit. It's now TTMF.
So there's an issue where most of the public, which is a campaign we will have again to kind of explain how this works. Yes, you would have paid off AGC for the property, right?
Because you're now indebted to TTMF.
Right. But at the end of the day, this is state land, right? And to sell state the land and the house, obviously you need to get approval from the AGC, which is the governing body, more or less. Because once you get that deed, it is 199 years. It's not a
It's
a long period of time.
It's a long period. Right? You're gone dead before that.
Right. So totally that's the thing. So it's a situation where you still need to come to the AGC. You need to write for consent. You need to own the property for more than 10 years. In extenuating circumstances, it can be less, but you need to come to us. The thing about it is that what this campaign is allowing us to tell the public is that we are not phantoms. We are not difficult to deal with. Just come and let us know exactly what the situation is, and then we can explain the steps and the guidelines as to what to do and what not to do.
Mm. So let me ask you something. If it's a situation where it's an apartment rental, another unit purchase,
you can't sublet it. No. So if you have been rented a unit, let's just say Oropun, whatever, right? You have a rental agreement. The AGC is in business with you. right? You can't then charge rent to your cousin for living there. You can't then create your own legal agreement and put your cousin to rent. That is illegal, which is another aspect of the illegal occupancy campaign. What needs to happen is if your cousin realizes that they are being charged by you, they should come to us and advise us what is happening, because in a situation like that, you as the owner will lose your home or can lose your home because you would have signed an agreement that you are renting this property for X amount of money for X amount of period of time from the AGC. So you can't sublet a rental unit. That's like me and you renting an apartment somewhere and we want to rent it and the landlord doesn't know. It cannot work in the private market. It can't work in the AGC either.
Hmm.
You know? And then there's other issues. We have information on you. Let's just say your cousin who you rented out to does something in the apartment that affects the neighbors. There's insurance ramifications of that as well, you know? Because it's not yours. That's why the campaign is called It's Not Yours.
Oh, that's it. I like it. It's not yours.
It's not yours, yeah.
That doesn't belong to you. Hello, go from there, please.
Yeah.
All right, so I mean, are there any particular agency developments that you all have identified having a higher increase of illegal occupancy?
Mm-hmm.
And what actions are you taking to address these issues?
So it's across the country. We are working with our teams to ensure that the numbers go down. Hence the reason why we have the campaign. But it's across the country. And the goal, really and truly, is to advise the public as to the do's and don'ts so they understand exactly how to apply for a house, when you get a house, how to pay for the house. And if you see persons that are moving into units illegally, understand that yes, it can impact you. If you're in an apartment or a townhouse, if there's a fire, that can impact you and your family. If there's a unit that you see someone moving in illegally to, that unit more than likely was assigned to a legal person, a legal family that would have gone through the proper steps. It could be a cousin, it could be whoever. And you always hear people say it takes so long to get AGC house. There are factors that affect this, and this is another factor
that affects it.
Because now we have to remediate the unit. We have to get the building inspected. If it's a single family or townhouse, we have to get it re-inspected. We have to remediate it. These things take time, unnecessary time that the family who now have to suffer a social and emotional cost that they can't move into their rightful home.
And they continue to have to rent.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, we'd have seen areas in some of the, you know, poverty-stricken communities where homes and apartments would have been abandoned. All right. In some areas, such as Maloney, Bonaire, La Hocketa, there were firebombs and different things happened.
Yeah.
People had to leave and run and leave the place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's vacant.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other family comes and needs somewhere to sleep and they occupy.
Mm-hmm.
Has HDC taken any approach in terms of helping this family go through the steps to legally acquire it? Or do they just come, listen, you had to come out and then come back in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you all help on that level?
Is
everybody had to come out, go your way?
No. So what we do, basically, all the units that we have that you would have identified, those units are already pre-assigned or reassigned, right? The challenge is that the unfortunate thing is that persons who are approved for those units sometimes are fearful to go into those units because of what the history of the unit may have been.
Mm-hmm.
But we are in the business of meeting and speaking to the public. If the public sees a unit like that, come and speak to us. Don't just move in. And that's the whole point of the campaign. We are not here to make your life harder than it already is, but we need you all to come to us. Don't just move into a unit, because that $100,000 fine and 15 years, that's not HGC. We don't lock up people. But that is something that you're putting yourself and your family at risk by moving into these units. You know?
So you're saying that persons who legally can obtain these units may be fearful because of what history?
Exactly.
So then if that's the case, right, the illegal tenants that are there, I mean, they're not fearful. And sometimes desperation does yield, bring all that in you, right?
Right.
So look, it's either Woodford Square or I lie down here.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't in war with nobody, but I understand the area bad,
right.
But I need to sleep.
Come and talk to us. Come and talk to us. Don't just move in. Because obviously the TTPS and they have their own exercises that they do.
But then how do they talk to you?
Currently we have a hotline 3394-HDC, or we have security issues at hdc.gov.tt. But we also have
339-4-HDC.
Or security issues at hdc.gov.tt. But we also have customer facing departments, you know, that handles these kind of things. What we want customers to do is to come to us. That's the whole point of the campaign. We understand the concerns. You may see a unit, you may think that you could just move in, but come to us. Don't do that. You know, we may be able to provide you with assistance. We may be able to put you in the direction as to another ministry that may be able to give you proper assistance. But don't just move into a unit that is not yours. There's a charge that comes with that. And the agency is not in the business of arresting people, but obviously, if persons are moving into a unit that was assigned to someone, I mean, you know.
But during your tenure, have you seen anyone been charged and arrested for?
Of course.
They face the courts.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the specifics in front of me, but this is a real trespassing act. So it's something that happens. It happens. And you really have to juxtapose moving in illegally to a house or being away from your family for 15 years. You understand? You really have to make that decision or come and have a conversation with us and let us see how best we can assist you, where we could put you.
From what I'm getting from you this afternoon, it doesn't seem to me like AGC is taking an approach where they want to solicit law enforcement officials, which is the police, the TTPS, to really accommodate and listen, we catch this person illegal. Because what you're saying is that the law dictates that if we catch you illegally occupying this residence, it's not yours.
Right.
Immediately on site, you can be arrested and charged.
You can be, yes.
But AGC has not taken that approach.
We are taking a softer approach. We have a campaign. We have a social department that comes
so
out.
So you're still allowing persons that are occupying illegally. Does that apply to subletting individuals?
It applies to across the board. What we are saying is that we understand that the public may not be educated on these steps, right? So rather than have a heavy-handed approach, come and do X, Y, and Z, we are like, no, okay, let us educate the public, right? This is how you apply, this is how you pay for house, this is how we deal with illegal occupancy. Come and speak to us. Persons who are subletting units, come to us. Let us advise you as to these steps.
All right, but then if the person is subletting, they would have probably be fearful to come and advise
you. Well, this is the thing.
Because I'm glad to have a little place. I know the person who is renting me, they should be living here.
Right.
Because
what will happen when that person who's renting there realize that they are not supposed to be paying rent to you, and they come to us and you don't know?
All right, so let's talk. I don't know much time you have again,
yeah,
but let's talk that. So the person decides, look, this landlord, look, he getting on shopping, let me go and tell AGC,
right,
look, I live in here X amount of years, so is the case.
Which has happened.
Right, and how does AGC deal with that? Because
we would put mechanisms in place to take back the unit from the person who is renting the unit. Because remember, when you apply for AGC house, the assumption is when you apply that this is your first home. We would have done the checks that you have no property, your income was within the cabinet approved rate, right? So this was your first home. You needed a home, hence why you came to the state. So if we are now allocating your house and then you are charging your friends or whoever $3,500 a month in rent or whatever the figure is, and that information comes to us legally,
you don't need a house.
You don't need a house. And legally, as a landlord, remember, you are renting. As a landlord, the landlord could take back that property because it's in the clauses that the customers would have signed. You cannot sublet.
So when you take back the property, what happens next to the person that...
Because that was there?
That was because they're in there by guess.
They're there
because they have nowhere else to go.
Exactly.
So what happens to the person?
So that's the thing. We would engage that person that has been there, and then obviously certain approvals need to occur to see if we could leave that person that was...
But they would have been paying and allow them to continue.
Exactly. But you have to understand, two wrongs are happening at the same time. Persons know they can't rent an agency house, and persons know they can't pay somebody to rent an agency house. But we are trying to clear that gray area with campaigns like these. So persons who are renting from somebody who has an agency house knows that, wait, now I'm really not supposed to be doing this. Let me go to AGC and do the right thing.
Because the problem I think in here is persons will find themselves, you know, I might get in trouble, and next thing you know, AGC, well, they take it back from the people, but they put me out, and I on the streets. With nowhere to go,
right?
You know, and then I've spoken to persons who said when they did go to HDC, HDC recognized, and I'm just talking.
Of course.
HDC recognized that person. You were paying this to this person all the time, so which means you need it, and whatever.
Legal
channels would have gone through and allowed that person to now acquire the property or the apartment or a townhouse, whatever it is, and now they can pay HDC direct on an account and continue, because they would have been paying this person. Because the thing about it is, right, people don't understand, when you are paying someone to on a subletting agreement, you are trusting that this person is paying HDC.
And that's a very valid point you just raised. What we have seen in those subletting situations, on the data will justify what I'm saying, they sometimes don't pay HDC, you know. So the renter will be at home getting arrears letters for the unit, and that's how a lot of them come to us, you know. you understand? So it's a dynamic that people need to understand. An AGC property is not to be rented. An AGC property is not to be moved in if it's not yours. There are certain things you're putting yourself and your family at risk by doing the wrong thing, you know? Because as you said, they take the rent, but they don't pay HDC. So you know you have lost all that money. What do they say? Dead money?
What is called dead money?
Exactly. You lost all that money in rent. AGC is now seeing you as an illegal occupant. So you're now faced with the same 100,000 or 15 years, and then we have not been paid.
So wait, hold on. You know, back it up.
Yeah.
So I got this property with permission.
From AGC, yes.
From the original owner. So I'm in, let's say...
It doesn't matter. You are illegal to AGC. And that's the point I'm making. This illegal occupancy thing is very, very dynamic. And that's why we are taking this approach to educate the public. Because we have no data on you. Remember, if you go back to the example I was given in the earlier part of the segment, we would have done business with you. You would have put your cousin there. We don't know who your cousin is. There's insurance issues that could occur because your cousin is in the unit and he's not our tenant. You know, we don't know who that person is. So when the verification occurs, that person is illegal, as far as our records are concerned, and they are now going to be subject to the same laws as a person who just breaking up a unit and moved in. So it's very dangerous to not engage the HGC and just do these things on the fly. Come in and speak to us. Come and advise us. Come and talk to us.
What reprimand is in place for a person that illegally sublets? I'm not be talking about the occupancy or the occupants of this unit. But what about the person that legally has the contract or arrangement with HDC? What happens to that individual that breached the contract and subletted the apartment?
We could take it back, and we have taken it back. There's numerous occasions throughout the years where we would have taken it back because the agreement is clear. Remember, you signed a rental agreement or a rental owner agreement or a license to occupy agreement. There are caveats and there are clauses in that agreement that specifically states if you're in an apartment, no dogs, no pets, and also you cannot sublet. It is very, very clear. But persons seem to forget that they signed to that. So legally, as a landlord, we can't put you out, and we have done that. We have, because you see, there are persons who really need a home, you know, and there are persons who are taking advantage of those persons who really need a home, and they are taking their rent, and more than likely, the rents that we have seen have always been higher than what the HGC is being charged, what we are charging, and then they are not even paying the HGC.
They ain't even getting HGC.
They're not paying the HGC, and then, obviously, because the trespassing, you are illegal in that property, because when the social team goes out, we don't know who you are. You may be a legitimate, you know, a law-abiding citizen who just moved in because your cousin said, it's my place, just pay my rent, whatever. But we have no record of you. You are illegal. And the machinery will then start. And you already have your couch set, your TV, you know. It's dangerous. Come and have a conversation with the agency. Illegal occupancy, there's many branches of this problem. So that increase in numbers that we are seeing is why we felt the need to have this campaign to be strategic.
And how long has this campaign been inaugurated?
So we would have started this campaign a couple of weeks ago, but these conversations that we have in here, we have had these processes in place for quite a while, right? But we felt it necessary to have this public campaign to advise the public, because you would see as well, we have a campaign where you can't pay an agency employee for a house.
I saw that.
Exactly. You can't pay anyone for a house, but also the person who is paying the money and the person who's receiving the money, both are wrong.
I find it's very harsh and wrong, boy, because if it is that I own this apartment and I have a house somewhere else, so I live in a two-story, three-story house. I alter the area totally. I'm living somewhere else. But I see Jeremy, boy, here, what's going on? Yeah, Aboriginal mind, listen, this is normal. I ain't even telling you what the rent is.
Right.
The rent is $300. Me even telling you, I tell you, I want a grand.
Exactly.
I want a grand a month. Mm. You saying, but that's good because obviously I'll go dip below
the market rates
because a two-bedroom house is 35 and,
35
up.
And up.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to dip below. You get $1,000, two bedrooms, bathroom. That's goal. What I find is very unfair. Now that this person has occupied this space, given permission by its original lease owner, the owner or the person that subletted, I'm not hearing any laws in place that if you're found guilty of subletting to someone that is in dire need, but the law is to punish the one that desperately wants it and may have, now, two wrongs to make a right.
Right.
But here's how I'm looking at it I'm talking because I'm sure somebody's sitting on a taxi in the middle seat right now listening to this program and realize, but wait now. So I'm thinking, right? I come to Jeremy or Jeremy comes to me and I know Jeremy need a house. You need a little somebody to stay. You need it because you need it. I give it to you. I say, well, listen, I don't really need this apartment. I move and I live in it. So I have this. Go ahead. What happened to me? Well, if they catch you,
What happened to you is that you will lose the home.
I lose in the home, but you had permission from me, the owner, to stay here.
But
however, you could face jail time and $100,000 fine, and I go on scotch free, and I was the one gay.
So the which is something that came up before a couple of years ago when the situation started to spiral out of control, right? The TTPS and the internal agency team, they're actually working on that aspect of it. What we are trying to do, though, is ensure that we take the house from that person, if that is the case, and then we decide on the approach of how to deal with the person that's in the house. The point of the matter is that the scenario of painting is very real, and a lot of persons are in that situation, and no matter the amount of campaigns we ran in the past, persons are still doing it. But the concern at the end of the day is that if you are subletting a unit, both parties are wrong. The party who is subletting it can lose the apartment. The person who is in the unit is seen as an illegal occupant because we have no information on who this person is. You know, and that is a very dangerous situation that you're putting yourself in.
Yeah, because, I mean, when all they go wrong and all this...
The verification survey, they wouldn't pick up, you know, Jane Doe, we'll pick up John Smith, you know. But again, the agency isn't taking a heavy-handed approach. We are still talking to the customers. I'm still here saying, listen, come and speak to us in the agency. If this is happening, come and have a conversation with us, because we have had conversations.
But what if a person loyal to the person who helped them get it?
Again, you have to understand, the law is very clear.
Yeah.
You know, 15 years in prison, $100,000 fine, or be loyal to...
So who gets locked up? A husband and a wife and four children in a place?
I can't say. I'm not a police officer. I'm not sure. But the thing is that is not what we want to do. AGC is not in the business of arresting people. I'm here to assist people. I want to make sure people understand what to do, what
the
not to do.
The correct thing to do.
The correct thing.
Yeah. Try your best.
Come to us. Yeah.
Let's deal with this.
Yeah. If you see something, see something. Because like I said, the apartment buildings and the townhouse buildings, if an illegal person moves in there and a building is illegally wired to connect, that impacts everybody in that building. You know, so you could be home with your kids and an illegal person is on the 10th, second floor. The entire building could go up. That is a very, very serious concern. So if you see something, say something. Contact us on the numbers. Contact us on the emails. But have a conversation with us. And our team will work our best to see how we could put you in the right direction with the ministries that could really give you the assistance that you need.
So I guess the only way to safeguard yourself is that when HDC sends out the communiques about who is occupying these rentals, they probably had to put the original person.
No, we take ID cards. We get information. We know exactly who's supposed to be in each unit. So when we come, we get an ID card, your passport, your driver. We need to verify. We mark for the agreements that we would have signed, because we have all these documents scanned and in files.
Yeah, but if that agreement was signed 15, 20 years ago, how are you going to find that now?
No, it doesn't matter. But we know on the system, there's a system that we use internally, Yadi, and we know exactly who's supposed to be there. We know what date the lease started. We know what the monthly installment is. We know the trajectory of the arrears that has been paid or not paid. So when the team comes there, they expect to see exactly who's supposed to be there. So if the person is not there, it raises a red flag, and then it starts the machinery for us to do the investigation.
Wow. So when I initially signed my lease agreement with HDC...
Oh, this is a personal story. That's okay.
No, I'm just telling you something. I'm just talking. Started my lease agreement,
right,
it was me and my wife alone,
right,
and we had no children. Now we have four children. Mm-hmm. What happened? But, you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
So when you come back...
Mm-hmm.
And you say, how many people live in here? I tell you, six.
Right. No, but that's fine. But you see, what the onus is on the homeowner to do is to ensure the agency is aware as to who the occupants are. So if you're in a rental, there's something called a family particulars that you will have on your file. The family particulars lists who is in the house, right?
Right.
So in the event that something happens to you and your wife, God forbid, we know that these are the kids that's supposed to be there. It's similar to, it's like a will, a baby will, if you want to put it like that. So we know exactly who to expect in the property. And these verification surveys happen periodically. It doesn't happen like every 10, 15 years. It happens in cycles.
Yeah.
So we would always have fresh, new data so we know who's there. But who we are seeing there, not the persons who are registered or even listed on the family particulars.
All right. Finally, before we wrap things up, can you speak to any specific cause or successful intervention by the agency to address illegal occupancy in its developments, and what strategies were employed to achieve these outcomes?
Right. So the successes that we look at is when we allocate, give keys, and a legal customer or family moves into their property. That is the success. The success is really not to evict or have these kind of campaigns where we have to advise persons of the do's and don'ts. These are not things that we relish or things that we get any joy or any pleasure from, because obviously nobody wins. You need to get that family who's in the unit legally out, but also we need to put machinery in place. We need to hire contractors. We need to spend taxpayers' money to fix the units. We need to spend taxpayers' money to pay for the eviction. So the success for us really comes from when people do the right thing and a family that has been waiting as long as however they are actually able to get their keys in a ceremony or in office, and they move in the house, and their family are happy and have their own place. And we have seen situations where we would have moved these illegal persons or put them onto the proper channels, and it has worked. It has worked. What persons just have to understand is, come to us. Don't just move in. Come to us first. Contact us, call us, come to us. Speak to the social department, you know.
A texter is now saying that they find that the original owner should also be made to pay some sort of penalty.
These are things that we are looking at in the background. But again, AGC, we are not police officers.
Yeah. And that's something legislation.
Yeah, that's legislation, yeah.
That's parliament, that's government.
Exactly.
You can't.
We would have make our recommendations.
Or the law states trespassing, number one. Trespassing. 15 years. Now, this is not an or.
Mm-hmm. No.
This is 100,000 and or 100,000 or
and.
50. So you pay 100,000 and you serve you could serve your family.
Yeah,
so there's not an or situation.
Yeah, it's a dangerous situation to put yourself and your family in. You know? It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. But it's not only applicable to AGC. Private owners who are listening.
It's across the diaspora. I get that. But what I love about the agency at this time is the fact that you're all taking this soft approach, because I think persons, listen, people are desperate. Huh?
I remember
when it comes to Oasis Gardens, I had some experiences with some friends that moved in. The agency had reached a stage under one particular government where the houses were vandalized.
Right.
And the agency with the TTMF and some other partners said, listen, if you qualify for the home, however, this and this needs, if we give you the material, can you install your stuff?
Right.
I remember, because I had a friend that left one area that we were living, and he went over to Oasis, a two-bedroom house he got, and it was a rent-to-own.
Yeah.
So he would have paid rent up to a particular point that would have taken that money and would have gone towards a down payment, and then he would have been re-evaluated as to whether he can qualify for the purchase of the house. Mm-hmm. And the toilets were missing, the cupboards and certain things, so AGC would have given material and asked him. And I remember he was paying somebody privately, and he was hands-on to try and do it yourself and get the toilet up because vandals came for the length of time. So, I mean, how does this impact AGC when these vandals take these things and the house is sitting there, but due to whatever, I don't know, whatever bureaucratic red tape in the background, you know, how does it impact AGC when they have to now spend money again to put a toilet that they already put?
It impacts us, because every dollar spent towards remediation for eviction is an illegal occupancy is a dollar lost for a new unit.
Exactly.
You know, so it's the same funds that we are using and stretching to get things done. And then it affects the same timeline we spoke about earlier, where this is how long it takes to get AGC house. It's not that it takes long, but there are certain factors in the background, and illegal occupancy is one that actually causes a serious problem. Hence the reason why we wanted to have this campaign. We are doing things in the background, but we wanted to ensure that this campaign is done, well put out there, and persons know exactly how to contact us to address these issues.
Jeremy, I want to say thank you very much for passing through this afternoon.
I mean,
you have given some, we covered all
I
the
hope
points
so. I hope so.
That we had to talk about this afternoon, and we had some callers, but we couldn't take your call this afternoon. I mean, the PM came in and had his address. Maybe in the future, who knows, Mr. Jeremy would revisit us with more information, and we can probably have a Q&A. I don't know. But for now, we want to say much love and thanks very much to the Park Corporation for allowing you to come through and sharing this information with us. Stick around. News is up next.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.